this big gun here?
You sure are.
You rolled me up.
You don't think you're a big gun anymore?
Hi. Well, one thing, so, you know, Mel Gibson's the big gun, or Tom Cruise's the big gun. What am I? What form of ammunition am I? I don't know.
Are you a mini gun?
I don't know.
A Tommy gun.
I'm a different kind of gun. Maybe I'm a hand grenade. I don't know. Never mind.
All right.
No.
So anyway, Little Mermaid being re-released again. And right. what do you think about, you know, re-releasing a picture at this time of the year like this? Is this a good time with all these R-rated stuff that's out there?
I like this time of year. You know, in our first three pictures, the first three I was involved in, Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and Aladdin, we were released holiday season. And I always loved the feeling of releasing an animated picture of the holiday season, because you really get the feeling of classic about it. I don't know what it is. It's a time of year where tradition, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, you feel a sense of family, and it's a very appropriate time to release pictures.
Have you looked at the film again since the earlier? No?
Well, I have a laser disc of all our pictures, and I love looking at them, but I haven't seen it in the theaters, and I can't wait. I'll see it on Monday.
Yeah, laser discs are great now, aren't they, huh?
They're my favorite format. I love it. The music sounds great, and the visual is terrific.
Before this came out, I was actually working in an advertising agency that handled Disney, and I remember very vividly seeing Under the Sea, just a clip of it. It was done heavily in pencil, but the music was to it. And even in pencil, and really, really rough, you could see that it clicked with the visuals. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, these pictures are music-driven, song-driven, so that the songs were written before there was really any visual for us to look at. And as a production number, I don't think there had been a production number in I don't know how many years to compare to Under the Sea. There have been great production numbers since, but I don't know that we've ever topped Under the Sea.
Yeah, I remember that just blowing people away. Whoa.
Yeah, that was right. And when it came time to actually then do the sweetening, the scoring, John and Ron had literally gone through the song and caught every reference we made and had something in the visual that key to that.